Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Ryan Harris. I'm the co-founder of Silicon Benders and the developer of Sketchable. I'm here today to talk about Sketchable and the Surface Dial. Now, we were first presented as being partners on this project. We sat down and we came up with a set of design principles that we knew if we adhered to, no matter what features we implemented, we'd get the most out of them. And in this order, it's economy of motion, bimodal interactions, exposing buried settings, isolating variables from gestures, and real-time feedback. In that order, economy of motion to us is a two-pronged principle. It's one, getting the most out of every action or motion from the user, and two, eliminating the unnecessary ones. Bimodal interaction, it was critical when we decided to implement the dial in our workflow that it was to be used in tandem with the pen, not either or, but both at once. Exposing buried settings, being a modern application, we wanted to get away from sliders and text boxes, but they are necessary. So we buried those under a layer of touch-friendly UI, but they are critical to the experience of creating brushes and getting the right colors. So we could expose those by bringing them and wrapping them around the dial, but keeping it in a modern, intuitive way as opposed to sliders and text fields. Isolating variables from gestures. One of the most powerful aspects of touch UI are touch gestures. The problem is some of them introduce ambiguity and can not change the setting or the desired field. And by breaking those out and attaching those to the dial, you can once again keep that in a modern, intuitive experience as a touch gesture, but isolate it to the specific field you're trying to change. And lastly, real-time feedback. And to us, this was the linchpin that held the whole thing together. With real-time feedback, the economy of motion is improved. The bimodal interactions are made possible. And these exposed settings and isolating variables from gestures create a more enriching and new experience. And that's what brought us into round one, or the first set of features that we shipped with the Surface Studio and Surface Dial on day one. And those were color manipulation, brush settings, canvas positioning, undo redo, and the on-screen experience. As you can see in this picture here, we're changing color in real time as someone paints. So this is the bimodal interaction I was talking about. This is the real-time feedback I was talking about. It takes this feature, which is traditionally color picking or sliders or getting the right RGB value inputted into a text field, and brings it into the creative space. It brings it onto the canvas. So if a user's trying to find the right shade of green or red, they can do it atop the work as they're being creative. And the same is true for brush settings. If you're trying to find the right opacity for your tip, or you're trying to find the right diameter, you can do it on your work and be creative with it, as opposed to digging into lists and having to deal with sliders and numbers and going back and forth. Canvas positioning. This is the prime example of the breaking out of touch gestures that I was talking about. So with Sketchable's canvas, we use a two-fingered touch gesture, which is, in my opinion, the most well and widely accepted touch gesture there is. But when you use two fingers, you are panning, zooming, and scaling the canvas all at once. So if you have the correct scale, rotation, or position, and you go to tweak a different value, you are introducing that ambiguity and changing a setting that you might have liked. So we have broken it out and wrapped scale and rotation around the dial, and now you can specifically change one with precision. Undo redo was one of the more obvious implementations, in our opinion. It was one of the first things that came to our mind, but it becomes more unique and more special when you get your hands on the dial and see it in real life and you can unwind and rewind through your work. And lastly, on-screen experience. And this is something I want to go into a little more detail. Since this is a new form of input, there is a natural learning curve, and there's a certain wall to overcome with new users trying to experience it. So you must provide a meaningful on-screen experience that encourages users to pick up the dial and put it on the screen. And we've done this in a couple of ways. First, we infer that when they put the dial on the screen, that they're making a decision. Their focus is isolated to the current app. In this position, Sketchable goes into full screen mode. That gives us access to all the real estate of the device. It decreases latency, and it creates a more engaging experience. And finally, custom UI has to be interactive and responsive. It's just important to be visually appealing and stimulating and practical. It needs to be responsive. They need to know what they're looking at and appreciate what they're seeing and the information they're getting from it. And after we shipped that round one, we got a great, great feedback from The Verge, Tom Warren, and Wired.com. The critics loved it. It was widely accepted as one of the best implementations of this new API. But I want to stress this last one. And this is a user that wrote to us on our support email, specifically referencing this visual, the Surface Studio, the Surface Dial, and Sketchable. In the 25 years of creating digital artwork, I have never worked on such a wonderful device with software that encompasses stylus, touch, keyboard, and mouse so seamlessly. And he affectionately signed it, an ex-Apple user. So you can tell these new forms of input, integrating all of it, isn't a gimmick. It's not for people who want to be shocked and awed. It's got a purpose. These artists are using this to streamline and improve their workflow, and they care about it. And that pushed us into round two. With the new APIs that come out, that came out with the creative update, we were going to push forward with our design principles. And being a new form of input, we wanted to stress that learning curve. We wanted to stress getting people to pick up the dial and put it on the screen and to improve the out-of-box experience. And we did this in three ways. We wanted to present a unified UI. We wanted to remove unnecessary gestures, that economy of motion I was talking about. And we also wanted to provide custom feedback, haptic feedback, when necessary. So I'll switch into my demo here to show you all what I'm talking about. So in round one, you were required to show the system menu, which was a XAML menu that was launched on a long press from the dial. Now this presented a specific system UI, and then once they long pressed to bring it up, rotated to select their option, they would click to commit to it. So that's three steps, and it presents a UI that you have no control over, and we would launch our UI afterwards. By using the new APIs and suppressing the system menu, now any interaction with a dial, a rotate, a click, or a long hold will bring up your UI right out of the box. They're seeing what you've done. It also eliminates those three steps I talked about, the economy of motion. The next thing we got into was the economy of motion, trying to streamline the user experience with this feature. So in our round one, you could navigate through a particular mode's settings with clicks, and you could change that with rotation. But in the case, if I was shading this car and I had the dial right here and I wanted to change to RGB, I'd have to bring my hand away from my work and click. I'm sorry, I need to get over. So I'd have to shade, click, shade, click if I wanted to change. So one of the first things we asked for after the round one was a way to eliminate that. And they provided a press and turn. So now you can press and turn. And you can navigate the entire list now without taking your hand off the dial. And this allows users to stay focused on their work, to not have to even move their eyes from their work when they're changing. And the third was the custom haptic feedback. One of the reviews we got loved our implementation of the dial, with the exception of undo redo. They thought it was too sensitive. It was hard to get to that precise undo or redo they were looking for. And in the case of our undo redo, there was no haptic feedback. So you could see the visual changes, but if there was a layer that was moved or an opacity that was changed in a layer that you didn't or couldn't quite see, you couldn't know that an undo redo had been committed. So by implementing custom haptic feedback, which y'all can't see in this demo, but trust me, it's there, you can now figure out exactly when an undo redo is being committed. And we didn't have to reduce the sensitivity because they now knew when it was being committed, and they didn't, even if it wasn't visual. And that brings me to my final slide, which is what the dial could bring. Unlock new experiences with the dial. So the dial to us is more than just a variation on a classic input device. It's not the keyboard to your mouse. It is the dial to your pen. And brand new interactions are possible with it. The same way I was showing you, you could change the color of the stroke while you're painting. You can change the stroke's diameter, roundness, feather, all while you're painting. You can also change the canvas rotation and scale while you're painting. And this created a unique scenario that we didn't even envision. So when we first got started, it was a secret project and we couldn't even share it with our artists. But the first time we were able to share it with an artist, he was using a very unique workflow that we didn't even envision. He was using the canvas rotate to create circles, lines, and spirals. All based on the center of rotation. So he would put the pen down and he'd put the pen down and he would rotate around it. And he would create circles. And he would come out and make spirals and such. And it was just a unique, clever, fun workflow that we didn't envision. And after that, we wanted to push forward with it. We wanted to see where we could take that. So we said, yes, it's great that you can do that around the center of the screen, but what does an artist really want to do? If they don't necessarily want to do squiggles and lines, it matters where they're hovering. Because say I want to change my angle of attack here. I would have to traditionally use a two-finger gesture position and then maybe rotate. But when you come in and hover, you can set the center of rotation. Based on where you're hovering. And you can change where you're drawing based on the hover of your tip and where you want to change the angle to. So with that, you can also drag out an anchor point and you can set the rotation where you want it to be. And then you can draw your circles or lines wherever you want and you can come back to that later. And so with these new forms of interaction, you can, it takes it in a way that you didn't even envision as a programmer because you see what the artists are doing with it, what the creatives are doing with it. And that's what's so special about the dial is it's new, it's fresh. It brings a sense of wonder back to the creative space where it used to just be sliders and values or ambiguous touch gestures. And these APIs are being spread throughout OEMs as well. Dell recently announced their Dell Canvas and Totem. So with no or little to no work on our end, we do the same interactions and same UI on the Dell Canvas and Dell Totem, and hopefully more devices in the future. So we encourage you to see what it can do for your app and what it can bring to your customers. And that's our implementation of the Dial. If anyone has questions afterwards, please come up and talk to me afterwards.